Parliament resumes sitting today for a week-long special meeting during which lawmakers will consider a number of new multi-million dollar loan and other agreements. But sitting will not be inside the usual parliamentary chamber within the State House complex in Accra. Instead, a makeshift parliamentary chamber has been prepared within the Accra International Conference Centre to host the MPs for the next few days. The MPs will be working from the conference centre because the current chamber of the Ghanaian legislature is undergoing renovation and expansion works to create additional sitting space. It is unclear how long the emergency sitting will last, but sources say it might not exceed 5 working days. Key among the issues to be considered will be a multi-million dollar agreement covering the second phase of the ongoing Kwame Nkrumah Interchange project at Circle in Accra. Other financial facilities and loan agreements are also to be considered to help the country raise money to support a number of other road projects, including the planned construction of a modern interchange at Kasua in the central region. We have been joined on the line by parliamentary correspondent Dominic Logi to tell us more about the emergency sitting. Hello, Dominic.
Hello, Abraham.
Yes, Dominic, what is currently happening?
The House has just adjourned a few minutes ago. The House has adjourned, and so they will be coming back tomorrow.
But before the adjournment, what issues cropped up or what was discussed?
Yeah, the Honorable Aban Bagbin was officially introduced to the House as the new majority leader. He replaces Honorable Benjamin Kumbwa, who is now the Defense Minister. The Speaker congratulated Mr. Bagbin and Minority Leader Osemis Ose, Chairman Saponso, also welcomed Mr. Bagbin and asked that they work together to advance the course of Parliament. Consensus building and the welfare of members will be key on his table. That is what Mr. Bagbin told the House.
Well, Dominic, as we stated earlier, the usual sitting is not taking place at the chamber, at the State House complex, but rather as a conference center. A center has been created at the International Conference Center. Is the venue in any way affecting the or has affected the sitting so far?
No, the venue has not affected the sitting because the place they are having the sitting, the committee hall of the conference, of the International Conference Hall, is spacious enough and the MPs are comfortable and it has taken everybody in. It is not a makeshift structure. They are sitting in the committee hall of the International Conference Center. You know, the House went on the last recess, among other things, to allow for the reconfiguration of the chamber. So, presently, expansion work is going on at the chamber, in the chamber. So, that is why the MPs have to sit in the committee hall of the International Conference Center.
Well, Dominic, we had an information that Dr. Cospio Gabra, who was vetted last week, will be confirmed. Is that the case as part of the business that will be considered?
Yes, the approval of the Trade and Industry Minister nominee, Dr. Cospio Gabra, is one of the issues that have been tabled for consideration during the sitting. And then the MPs are also expected within the next 3 days, as we are told, to handle some bills, reports, statements, and work on some loans. And then we understand for the loan, the MPs will be handling government's request to cap the master facility agreement between government and the China Development Bank, that is the CDB, for a loan of $3 billion to finance infrastructure development projects under the Ghana Shared Growth and Development Agenda. It means that the instead of $3 billion, $1.5 billion is what government will be sourcing from the China Development Bank for the infrastructure development project. The MPs will also be considering another loan facility from the Deutsche Bank for the design and construction of Kasua Interchange and ancillary works, loans for the Kwame Nkrumah Interchange Ring Road flyover, the Accra Street resurfacing project will also be examined by the MP.
Very well. Thank you very much. That was our parliamentary correspondent, Dominic Nwoji.